The Treasury Salute, featuring the distinguished actor of stage and screen, Oscar Homolka, in a specially transcribed drama, A Memory of Music. Now, the Treasury Salute, A Memory of Music.
The nurse pointed to his door from the head of the long hospital corridor. Slowly, I walked toward the room where lay the boy I had not seen for 3 long years. I did not know what was wrong, only that he had not sent for me. Had not even told me he was home. This was not like him. I had come to find out, to see what the war had done to him.
Come in. Professor Bauer.
Hello, Max.
How did you know I was here?
The newspapers, Max. I saw your name among the men who had arrived home.
Well, I didn't exactly walk down the gangplank, Professor.
Why didn't you let me know you were back, Max? It has been so long since you went away.
Well, you know how those things are, Professor Bauer. I guess I've been too busy thinking about getting well again. I'm sorry I didn't drop you a line.
It's no matter now. As long as I know you are here again and that you'll be coming back with me to study.
I don't know, Professor. That is, I don't think I'm going back to music.
You, Max Albert, not going back? But you cannot mean...
I'm afraid I do. When you saw me last, I was just a crazy kid filled with ideas of becoming a great concert pianist. But that's all gone now. I live on facts, not pipe dreams. The war saw to that.
Max, what has happened? I don't understand you.
You don't need me. You must have other students. I'm not important to you. Oh, I'm sorry, Professor. I didn't mean it that way. You know, I've always liked you. It's just that things have changed, that's all.
Max, you are wrong. A man cannot change what is within him. You know that you cannot deny it to me or to yourself.
Please, Professor, I've thought about this.
No, Max. You will listen to what I have to say to you. Then you can answer. It is a difficult thing for a man who loves music to have only the talent of teaching it. Long ago, when I was a young man, I had a dream of studying to be a famous pianist. But I soon discovered that it was not to be. Very few men have the spark of that genius within them. I was not among them. And so, as with all other men, I began to live by another dream, and that was that someday I would find someone who had that spark, a genius for the piano, whom I could develop to his full power, to help bring that great talent to the people. That was what I began to live for.
Well, you'll find him someday, Professor Bauer.
I have found him. His name is Max Albert.
Professor Bauer, look at my hands. Look at them.
Good heavens.
That's right. 23 shrapnel scars. I've counted them a million times.
Does it mean you can't...
That's right, Professor. I'll never be able to play again.
I'm glad you've come in to see me, Professor Bauer. I understand you were Max's music teacher.
Yes, Doctor.
Had he written you about his hand?
He has not communicated with me at all. Now I know why.
Well, at the outset, let me tell you, Professor, that it isn't as hopeless as Max makes it out to be.
You mean there is a chance for his hands to mend?
They've already mended.
But, Doctor, Max says he cannot play again.
I can understand your bewilderment, Professor Bauer, and I can also explain it. You see, it's only that Max thinks his hands aren't healed. He's afraid to use them. Afraid to try and play the piano again. Putting it quite bluntly, Professor Bauer, Max is suffering from an unconscious sense of guilt.
Guilt? About what?
The fact that he's still alive. You see, a very close friend of his, a soldier in his platoon, was killed by the same mortar shell that only hurt his hands.
I think I begin to understand, Doctor.
Max feels a certain responsibility for his friend's death. Despite the fact that it wasn't within the power of any mortal to determine where that shell was going to fall and whom it was going to kill.
Doctor, I know it is the special province of man of your profession to heal the sick of body. But I, as a musician, can perhaps help you here where the sickness is in what a man feels. I promise you that your patient will be cured. He will use his hands again. I had evolved a plan to lead Max back to the life where he belonged. The first step was to invite him to my studio.
Well, it's good to be back in your studio again, Professor Bauer. Almost like old times.
The doctor was most kind in letting you come to visit me.
Well, I see you've got a new piano.
Yes, it has a wonderful tone.
Would you play it for me?
Not now. Perhaps a little later. Drink your tea first. It is getting cold.
You still get those vanilla cookies at the bakery around the corner?
No. They had to close down. A casualty of the war, I guess.
Well, I'm sorry. Gee, I broke your cup.
It does not matter, Max. Accidents reassure me. They and uncertainty are the only two things in life that I'm sure of.
Have accidents changed your life much, Professor?
Not only mine, Max, but yours and everyone who ever lived. You who have been in a war should know that. Look at the way you were wounded. A mortar shell fell in the place where you happened to be. You, it only wounded. Others, it killed.
I have to go now, Professor. Thanks for asking me.
But, Max, you have not even listened to my new piano.
Some other time, please.
No, I insist. This very moment. Come over here. Remember when you played this Rachmaninoff concerto at your first concert in Chicago?
Please, Professor Bauer, please don't play that any longer.
Come here, Max, to the piano.
I can't. I don't...
Max, play. Play.
I can't. My hands aren't healed.
The doctor says they are well enough to play. Try. Feel the key, Max. Let your fingers run over their smoothness. Play, Max. Play the concerto.
Professor. I can't!
Well, Professor Bauer, how was the experiment?
I failed, Doctor.
Did he try to play?
Yes. The first few bars were melody, all right. Then he hit a discord, and his courage gave out.
Well, at any rate, he actually tried. That's encouraging. You see, Professor, the difficult thing with all this is that Max doesn't know that this unconscious sense of guilt that he has is making him sacrifice his great desire to play the piano again.
I tried to tell him, in an indirect way, of course, that it was all an accident that his friend was killed instead of him.
Well, then, you've at least made a start. We'll get through to him yet.
Every month we have to wait is so much time wasted in his career. We must think of some way to make him well again, quickly. What is that, Doctor?
Well, that must be the band for the weekly show the USO puts on for the patients.
Is it a large orchestra?
Fairly big.
Doctor, I think I've found the shortcut we have been looking for. I suggest you get a seat in the front row. Your star patient is about to give a concert.
Mm-hmm.
The time had come for the big test. I knew that if Max did not play now, he would be lost to music for many years, if not forever. I went to his room and persuaded him to come with me to the wings of the auditorium.
What are we doing here in the wings, Professor Bauer?
I know the leader of the orchestra. He gave us permission to watch the show from here. It is a much better view.
Look, the doctor's going to speak.
Gentlemen, one of our own patients is the star of the show today. He's going to play some long hair music for us, but the way he plays it, he'll be calling for more. And here he is, Corporal Max Albert.
Go ahead, Max. It's your first post-war concert.
Please, Professor Bauer, I can't.
Max, listen to me.
Professor Bauer...
When I spoke to you of the accidents of life the other day, I was trying to tell you that it was not your fault that your friend was killed.
But I can't...
If you had not been there, it still would have happened. Do you hear me, Max? You were not responsible. Go out there now. You are free to play again.
Congratulations, Professor Bauer. You found a talented student.
Congratulations, Doctor. You have lost a talented patient.
Now that the war is over and the victory is won, most of you are beginning to think about your own personal goal and ambition. During the long years of war, you learned a great deal about thrift. You learned how easy it is to save money when it's done systematically. You learned that security is a mighty important thing, not only to the nation, but also to you and your family. The government is continuing its bond program for your benefit. When you invest regularly in United States savings bonds, you're building a nest egg that will ensure fulfillment of your ambitions. Bonds are still available at banks, post offices, and other issuing agents. And you can continue your purchases through the payroll savings plan. Keep the thrift habit by buying and holding United States savings bonds. The United States Treasury thanks Oscar Homolka, Stephen Hill, Roger DeCoven, and the other distinguished artists who appeared on this specially transcribed program. The Treasury salute was written by Alvin Boritz and directed by Mark Goodson. The music was under the direction of Mark Warnow. This is Albert Groby speaking. Remember, buy United States savings bonds and hold them. They are an investment in the future, your country's future, and your future.